98.1 KZE. On the line with me today, it's Jeffrey Gaines. He is coming to Daryl's House Club in Pauling Friday, July 12th. Jeffrey, thank you so much for hopping on with me.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. Very excited to have you coming through Daryl's. Have you played there before?
I have been there. I've been playing Daryl's since it was the town crier.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah.
Yeah, you go way back with them. It's such a wonderful live room, isn't it?
It's great.
Yeah.
It's better now.
Yeah.
It's and all hooked up, yeah.
Good food, too. You mentioned, I was reading your bio, and you mentioned you love playing live. It's kind of your favorite thing about being a career musician. Is that right?
That's right.
What's your favorite thing about playing live?
Just, listen, it's all about the immediacy, the feedback,
mm-hmm.
you know. Making music's great, and doing it by yourself in the studio, it gets all kind of academic, and you're just thinking, you're overthinking it, and trying to, you know, basically all we're doing in the studio is trying to anticipate, you know what I mean? You're making your music, and you're fulfilling your, you know, you're chasing the note until you get what you've been hearing in your head, but then you still have to anticipate how are people going to react to it,
mm-hmm.
and that whole lag it's so weird, you know, but when you're at a gig, you know right then, pick it up, slow it down. What's the next song? You know, you can feel it immediately. Like people are rising up in their seats, coming closer to you, or maybe this one's pushing them back. You know, they're moving around in a non-musical way. You know, maybe, you know, don't do two of those back to back. You know what I mean? It's just like, it's interactive. And I think for me, anyway, like when I'm one of these songwriters and musicians based on kind of a youthful companionship. I mean, there's kids who have bunches of friends and a big packed social life, and then there's kids who have their album collection. You know what I mean? They're in their headphones and in their music, and like that's a relationship. And so if you reach out and want to communicate that way, then there's probably a deep longing in you to connect beyond, you know, the people in your proximity. You're trying to reach beyond your scope and find your tribe way, way out there. So the live gig, you know, here they come. You know, it's like you put the message in the bottle, and then who assembles is like, you never know how you heard me. You know what I mean? I'm just like, how have you arrived at? So clearly, then you know it's a musical connection that brought them there, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
Something about what I'm saying made them, you know, compelled them to come, be near it, be at it. So I'm like, it's a love thing.
Yeah, so you're really thinking about your audiences a lot.
Yeah, because I have that personality type that it's a necessity for me.
So does that mean that the set list is kind of a living, breathing animal? Does it change from night to night and moment to moment?
It does, because I never write one.
Nice.
Yeah, I never write a set list. I just know, you know, the venue or gig generally determines what length of time they'd like the performance to go, you know? So I'm like, well, and I don't know how many songs that is, and, you know, so I couldn't write a set list, so I just, you know, keep an eye on things.
Yeah.
And you also don't know if, like, sometimes I'm playing and, like, you end a song and then some story or something happens in the crowd and something comes to the top of my head, and I'm entertaining in a conversation, like in some sort of thing. It's not even a song. It's just like some story might take place. You know what I mean? Or people think I should be, they say I should double as a stand-up comedian or something from time to time if the mood strikes. You know, who knows? But allowing for that event, just having it open enough to go where it needed to go, rather than where I've preconceived it to go. Sometimes I've been in bands where set list, you're wrong. You know, like what you wrote upstairs in the dressing room and said, this is going to kill, you're wrong.
Sure.
But like the drummer's just counting it off, and then you're into the next one. It's like, oh man, we were wrong. Three songs in, we knew we were wrong, but the drummer, he's just like, bam, I have a list. Boom, next one. I'm like, oh man. So you don't want to be like just missing it.
Yeah, that's really cool. I don't know that I've spoken to anybody yet who has had such an emphatic, like, nope, there's never a set list answer. I mean, that's really exciting. That means that no two Jeffrey Gaines shows are ever alike.
And if you've been playing 30 years,
It's got to be fun for you, too.
I can't have that either. Yeah,
yeah.
I could not know. I mean, just driving in and knowing what I'm going to do and how it's going to go. Oh, no way.
That's what keeps
might
it fun.
Well get a, might as well get a clip-on tie and, you know.
Just driving the bus at that point, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, ew. All
so right. Do you feel like you have your entire catalog of music kind of at your fingertips, or are there any songs that you haven't busted out in a while? That do you ever challenge yourself to try to bust some of the stuff out that you haven't done in a while?
I bust them out because I'm also open to the random suggestion. Somebody will say something like, I want to hear this. And I'm like, oh, boy, I have not played that one, but... Yeah, let's do it. And it's quick for me. It's easy for me to try to get there, to transition into it.
Yeah.
I'm very surprised, too, like with the recall. You know, I was like, man, I haven't played that. And like, oh, what's the verse? But it just binds itself to my mouth.
Yeah.
Like,
it's funny
like,
how stuff comes back to you. Also, if somebody requested the song, then they better be willing to jump in and, you know, feed you the words if you forget one.
It's true, but one thing is also the best thing that happens with the request is I feel then I know that I have my own agenda from a gig, but when you know somebody wants it, it sort of like adds an element of purposefulness to it. You know what I mean? I'm like, because I think ultimately all you want to do is have a satisfied listenership. You know, people came from wherever they're coming from. They left their home, they left their house, and they made the drive. They pay the cover. It's, you know, if I can make sure with just something as simple as playing one of my songs, if I can please that person, you know,
yeah,
that's probably more satisfying to me, because I guess, you know, that's just in my makeup. I'd rather turn them on. And that would turn me on more, you know, like, I don't want to, I'm just not up there for me, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. And I can tell just by talking to you that like, they're really fun, interactive shows. And, you know, like you said, you've been in the game 30 years. So to still have that level of like enthusiasm about it and, you know, still playing with it the way you are is really great.
Yeah. I mean, and that's also, I mean, I have to get it. It has to be really good because, some of the stuff that might've, been in my interest, like when in the 90s I was playing and you could get completely distracted in the dangling of famousness, you mm-hmm. know, like you got like your songs are on the radio more often, you're making videos and like, oh man, you know, like you just go, this could happen for me, you know.
Sure.
I think it's so like the radio, like the record company, everybody's talking about you and me and what can I could almost, you know, and you get a little lost in that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, having that sort of kind of been, that's not even a conversation anymore. So I'm like, then it has to be all about the joy of the music making and the people coming to the concerts. It. There's no other thing to dangle.
Yeah.
It's not like, you know, so that's the thing. Like getting famous and being Taylor Swift that's somebody else's dream, you know. Now, you know what I mean? It's like, mm-hmm. that's what gets you on track. And that's what starts us all probably off outside of, you know, jazz musicians who, you know, have a higher calling, but you know, people who, like the Beatles and pop music, it's all what gets you playing from going from your tennis racket to an actual guitar is like, you know, you've been air jamming and dreaming this up and wanting, yeah, you know, like the whole, she loves you, yeah. Like, wow, it's exhilarating. I want to be on. Which end do you want to be on?
Yeah.
You know, which end do you think you know? And if, I think it's for me, I've been following a kind of a pretty natural aptitude, really. You know what I mean? I think I was like it's, you know, music was probably, it was kind of easily, it was very accessible to me. Like, sort of opened my mouth and could follow the 70s hits, the 70s, the Elton John melodies and stuff. I'd be like, I'm like, wow, singing those.
Yeah.
I'm like a kid, and I'm like, I get it. I'm following it. I know where he's going next. You know, just have a, you know, so I kind of was drawn to it. And then, you know, it's one of these things I know a lot of people are motivated by folks telling you what you can't do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've been motivated. I wish I had a little more of that because I feel like more of a letdown because every person I knew I should absolutely do this.
Yeah, there's
you know
no
I mean?
Doubt.
Like, Yeah, like teachers, and you know, everybody's like, oh, well, please, yeah.
That's such a great story, though, and you never hear that side of it where it's like, oh, no, like, I was born for this, and everybody could see it right away. You know, I think that's just as inspiring and just as cool a story as, like, oh, no, you know, I was trying to defy expectations. Like, no, like, you just knew what you needed to do, and you did it.
Yeah, and nothing, I knew, like, strangely early, so kind of just directed all my... You know, you seal your fate, and you direct all your energies through a thing.
Yeah.
And even before it's gone, like, and that's there's about four or five of my friends. Like, we had a whole little gang of us, and we just walked through the mall in the eighth grade. And they're like, "Who are you guys, man?" And like, before we even, like, you know, who are you? Like, people, you know, going to the record store, and everybody was just so cool. Like, there, we were just caught up in, like, you know, like Billy. You remember Generation X?
Sure.
Billy Idol's band, you know,
yeah.
We just like trying, we're just looking like that, you know, for no reason, just to go anywhere, you know, and like, you guys should probably be a band.
So you had the look first,
be a band.
Then you made
the
music.
And we're all doing it, like, we all split up and everything, but everybody's still doing it. We were like, it really was a big dose.
Yeah.
That we, we got into it in, you know, the end of the 70s.
Yeah, well, and been doing it ever since. And yeah, Jeffrey Gaines is my guest, playing at Daryl's House Club on Friday. It sounds like it's going to be a blast. You know, you still enjoy interacting with the crowd. You is it kind of a like a stories and songs, or you know, just depends on what the mood is?
No, it is. It's always that.
Yeah.
The singer-songwriter will tend to set up the song, and it's just me solo. So I mean, that also provides that sort of conversational interaction, but I don't have the you know, my audience generally tends, every time I play there, there's more party people come than to most other singer-songwriter people, you know.
Okay.
So it's not like dead set. Like, sometimes, you know, the singer-songwriter setting, you have it be such a listening room that it's like everyone there,
right?
But so far, anyway, people know that I want to rock a lot more than that, and that I'm from that, and can take a little Friday night, a little Saturday night, like, come on, this is your weekend. So
yeah, you get people on their feet, moving.
Yeah, they hit the bar. My group hits the bar and lets it loose.
Hell yeah.
So, yeah, the shows have been pretty, so that's often kind of surprising. So I think it's kind of that area, the folks up, that is people that come out and they're local to that venue.
Yeah,
they ain't fooling around.
No, they know what they want. Then they want to party, yeah. And they want to listen to great music. Jeffrey Gaines, thank you so much. This has been a delight chatting with you.
Lovely talking to you, man. Thank you so much.
Next Friday, Daryl's House Club in Pauling.